If you don't know what your clothing brand does stand for, figure out what it doesn't. You are listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping clothing brands turn their audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. And I often speak about the idea of having a big idea behind your brand. I say that you cannot build a community around a product. You can, however, around a big idea. And what is a big idea? It is very simply the unique ideology, ethos, or lifestyle behind your brand. It's Nike's Just Do It, overcoming sporting victories. It's Patagonia's Save Our Planet and Let's Gather Together All the Sustainability Advocates in the World. Or it's Supreme's The Skate Lifestyle behind all of their clothing. It's what their clothing represents, the conceptual, this ideology that isn't physical in any way. It isn't to do with the material or design value of a product. However, it is the very reason why people will buy, more likely than not, and the thing that gives value to those that are wearing it. So that's a big idea. However, I rarely on this show and in my work speak about an opposing idea, having an opposing idea. It's that this is what my brand stands for, the big idea, and this is what it doesn't stand for, the opposing idea. And I like the term, as some other people call it, common enemy. Is the importance of having a common enemy. So what exactly is a common enemy? And so you can think, when I use the phrase common enemy, you can think I'm talking about an opposing idea, the opposite of your big idea. That's what a common enemy is, right? So, but don't get me wrong on this, right? This is not some prompt or encouragement to start an online hate community for a particular person that you do not like. I strongly discourage that behavior. Please do not do that. That's not what a common enemy is. It's not like, let's pick on Lily. I'm sorry for any Lilies that might be listening to this episode. Nothing against you at all. This is not what a common enemy is. A common enemy, rather, is a way to stand against an opposing idea or cause as a community. And so I'm going to give you a couple of examples of brands that you probably know about that have common enemies, and then the importance of having a common enemy. So let's start with a really prominent example. I love bringing up this brand recently because not only does everyone know them, but they're just doing a really good job in the fashion industry. And that first brand is Cortez. So Cortez has this catchphrase, before I get to the catchphrase, you should know what is the big idea behind Cortez. What they're doing is they're giving power, they're empowering low socioeconomic individuals, particularly those in London. And so that comes through in all their content. Every single individual in their content represents a face of what is stereotypically a low socioeconomic individual in a low socioeconomic area. And what they're doing is, by creating and cultivating a community of these people, they're empowering them with the clothing that they're providing them. They're unifying this community of low socioeconomic individuals, or anyone who considers them part of like that hood London culture, in order to empower them. So it's a really positive cause, right? It's not negative, it's positive. And so they have this phrase that you've probably heard. It's in their bio on Instagram. It comes through in some of their clothing campaigns. And it says, Cortez rules the world. And it's in this phrase that we find what is Cortez's common enemy. And it's very simply this. Their common enemy is the system. It's the government. It's the working class. You know, and there's nothing that says stick it to the man more than Cortez rules the world. Right? It's like, I don't know, I've spoken about it before. I'm a big fan of Fight Club, the film. And it's like Fight Club, right? You have all these individuals who are part of the working class that are almost against the working class. They say, burn all your possessions. Let's blow up some buildings, not to hurt people, but rather to save people from the system, right? This is almost, a, you know, that's a more extreme version of Cortez rules the world. And so this is a common enemy. And so you'll find it that in Cortez, there are people that simply resonate with the identity of the hood London culture. There are also going to be people that resonate with the common enemy in being anti-working class, being, you know, anti-system, being anti-government. And then there's going to be people who are both, who are very passionately both. And that is, like, you'll find that the most loyal Cortez customers, the super fans, the one, like, the whole point of this idea of building community, the people that represent the epitome of that community are the ones that deeply resonate with their big idea and their common enemy, right? So that's the Cortez common enemy. Let's look at Nike. Nike is a brand that's all about winning, right? It's all like their phrase or their what would you call it? Like a slogan that has gone through, you know, all of their clothing for many decades is just do it, right? It's about getting up, being disciplined, and getting onto the field and winning. Right? It's just do it. Just get up and do it anyway. If it hurts, just do it. And even in the brand name, Nike is the Greek goddess of victory. And so it's all about winning. And so what they've done is through the big idea, they've cultivated a community of people that are passionate, not only about sports, about being athletes, but playing them at a very competitive level. Not playing them for fun, but playing them to win. And so they've created a common enemy out of failing. Right, in a recent campaign, especially around the Olympics, they repeat the phrase, winning isn't for anyone. And in one fell swoop, they've brought together all the sporting winners of society and made an enemy of anyone who isn't. And so I think this is amazing because we have two brands that are really prominent that you probably have heard of, at least one, probably both, that have really clear and very well-defined common enemies. And it is much the reason why they have such strong communities is because of their common enemy. And so this shows us the importance of having a common enemy. And I think that it comes down to not being an average brand, mediocre, meh. Because being meh, being mediocre, doesn't motivate anyone to action. It doesn't motivate anyone to action. Nobody who played it safe, who copied and created the same thing as everyone else, motivated people dramatically to action. The examples we have where people are motivated to action are examples of extremes. Extreme good, extreme bad, right? You have people who love them, people who hate them, people who are into it, people who are absolutely opposed to it, right? The people that wear a brand either only wear that brand or would wear anything but that brand. These are extremes, and the extremes help you become a brand that people want to be a part of. And that's why I think I gravitate towards companies where there's controversy, and we all do, right? It's funny because even with the ideas I share, like I'm on the side that, like, I'll sometimes publicly make statements that suggest that I believe running a successful clothing brand is about more marketing than it is product. I made a post about that on Reddit one time about Nike and all of the greatest clothing brands. I have now negative karma on Reddit. They certainly weren't my crowd. And you might be listening to this and going, who is this guy? What is he saying? I hate everything he's saying. Or you might be on the other side where you go, yes, you know, I absolutely agree with you, Elijah. And so, I mean, this is an example. I mean, and if you're listening to this podcast, you more likely than not agree with what I'm saying, maybe not everything that I'm saying, but it's hard to be a fence sitter. So create a brand that it's hard to be a fence sitter for, right? You're in or you're out. And the way we do that is by creating a common enemy, right? What are the ideas, the big ideas that your people inside absolutely do not resonate with? What are the big ideas that your people oppose, right? That's that opposing idea or that common enemy is going to be the big idea of another brand, right? Because there's going to be a brand out there, right? So Cortez is all for down with the working class or stick it to the man. There's going to be another brand out there that's whole big idea is about being the working class, is about just blending in, going in with the system. The same way with Nike. Nike's all about winning, about sporting success. There's going to be another brand that says just play for fun. You know, it's about participation, participation awards. You know what I mean? So that with every brand, with your brand and a big idea, there's always going to be another clothing brand that resonates with whatever your common enemy is. That is going to be the very integral big idea behind their brand. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, find your big idea. If you've already got an idea of what your big idea, ask yourself the question, what is the opposite or what is this big idea intuitively against, right? It just might even be suggestive by its existence. It's just the opposite. If it's for winning, then it's for losing. That's your common enemy, right? If it's for getting outside, your common enemy is being a homebody or entertainment, is Netflix, like for example. So find your common enemy and bring people together, because actually, often, most people are more motivated by the negative than they are the positive. That's a whole nother conversation. Thanks very much for listening to this episode. Street Cred is a podcast that releases on weekdays at 7 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So if you enjoyed this, tune in tomorrow. And here's another thing. In the link below wherever you're consuming this podcast, there is a link that will take you to a community of 50-plus motivated brand owners that are sharing their wins, asking questions, getting advice, and sharing resources. Please, if you're a clothing brand owner and you want to level up your brand this year, go ahead and join. It's 100% free. The community is called Streetwear 365. I've even got a free streetwear marketing course on the other side. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of Street Cred. I'll see you tomorrow for another episode.